Hello and welcome back to the Daily Study of the Way of Mastery. I'm Jason Amoroso, your guide and friend. And today we continue with Lesson 13, You Are Unlimited Spirit. And we begin Section 2, An Exercise to Expand Your Awareness. So Jeshua begins, here is a simple exercise. Take just a moment and within your consciousness, drop this simple pebble. I am not what I have perceived myself to be. I am unlimited, pure spirit, and nothing is unavailable to me. Therefore, in this moment, I choose to open access to other dimensions of experience so that I might call this moment to me in a different way. As the words are spoken, notice what images begin to come into your field of awareness. As you perhaps imagine yourself to be far more than just a body, abiding in far greater dimension than the physical dimension. Do you see fleeting images of other beings, colors of light, subtle feelings that perhaps you had not been aware of while you were focusing on the English translation of the vibrations? What do you notice drifting through the field of your awareness? Pay attention to it. For you cannot imagine what you have not or are not experiencing. So here we go. Another exercise given to us by Jeshua. And as always, I'm going to encourage you. This is not a race. There's no rush to get through the material. So if you spend the next, pick a decent time period, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 21, 31, 60 days, where you are going to commit to practicing this. And if you need some kind of accountability journal or checklist where every day you just have a little thing, you check it off, great, get an accountability buddy, great. But like anything, you only develop a skill in something, you only improve in something through repetition and practice and intentional practice. So that's my invitation and maybe challenge for you is let's put this stuff into practice. This is what we do in our Living the Way of Mastery program, where a group of us have committed to a year, once a month, of diving into and applying the lessons every single day. And it's transformational if you stick with it. So he doesn't say, he alludes to in a future paragraph about, hey, you'll be able to do this with your eyes open. So at least for me, when I do this exercise, I close my eyes. And you can either record yourself reading this, or you can just read it and then close your eyes and kind of open your mind to what is being asked of you or what you're being invited into. I am not what I have perceived myself to be, meaning limited to this physical body. I am unlimited, pure spirit, and nothing is unavailable to me. I was just watching on Instagram. My feed does a lot of spiritual teachings and different ideas, and I love Bashar's teachings because it is so consistent with everything in the Way of Mastery. Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R, is a being channeled by a guy named Daryl Anka. Pretty cool stuff because it's consistent with everything that we're learning. And the video I saw this morning was, this is the dream. And again, that's language that Jeshua uses in A Course in Miracles and the Way of Mastery, that you are in reality, in truth, in spirit, the non-physical, and you are dreaming that you are in a body. And to do that, the soul, the consciousness needs to compartmentalize a part of itself to be in the physical, to have this, to seem like it's having a physical experience, while the greater part of you is very much aware that you're dreaming this human experience. And so, but we move through, to quote A Course in Miracles, the veil of forgetfulness when we do this. We forget that we are so much more than this body, that we are so much more expanded in our consciousness. We kind of squeeze it into this limited form for the experience of it, for the growth of it, for the learning of it. So this is an exercise to expand your awareness. That's literally the name of it. And I'm going to be the first to acknowledge my brain, my intellect can be really thick, meaning I can get so wrapped up in the mind and the intellect. I'm acknowledging that. It's just a part of my journey. And so a part of me likes to argue, likes to resist, likes to try and disprove things. And so when I see exercises like this, obviously I'm approaching them with an open heart, and my brain wants to argue with it. Oh, nothing's happening. This is all made up in your imagination. Oh, you know, you're not like other people who have other abilities and gifts. Like, this is just, you're pretending, all these kinds of things. I just notice that narrator, that voice, that those pebbles that are being dropped. I notice them, and I come back to the intention of my heart and my desire to experience, to awaken to new dimensions, to new greater awareness, a higher consciousness. Like, when you go higher perspective, you see more. Higher consciousness, you're aware of more. That's it. I am not what I have perceived myself to be. I am unlimited, pure. Now, my human self feels so limited in so many ways. So I acknowledge that, and then I open up to this idea that a part of me, a greater part of me that I'm unaware of, that my brain can't comprehend, because my brain, by definition, like my intellect, is limited. It's the ego. It's the personal sense of self. When I can get out of that or open up to something greater than that, then I experience things my brain can't explain. Nothing is unavailable to me. Therefore, in this moment, I choose to open access to other dimensions of experience so that I might call this moment to me in a different way. And I always add in a light way, a love way, just to be really clear, because if I am the creator of everything I experience, I can create and experience the dark in the dark and open myself up to things that I don't want to open myself up to. And obviously, that's not the intention of this text or Jeshua, but I just like to be really clear for myself that I'm open to access to other dimensions of experience in love and in light so that I might call this moment to me in a new way. And as the words are spoken, and you can say them out loud again, I do it with my eyes closed while I read it and then close my eyes. Notice what images come into your field of awareness. And usually for me, because I'm in my head first, I'm like, oh, this is made up, or I'm trying to think of things. And then when I was able to relax and just take more of a listening energy and an attitude, okay, I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to open and listen. Then feelings, passing images, then things come to me. When I'm trying to kind of mentally go out and find it and hear it, more of like I'm going out to listen, like the different kind of listening. I'm trying to go out and get it and hear it versus I'm just sitting here and opening and listening, more of an openness. That's when the different sensations or colors come in. I mean, I've had visions with my eyes closed of myself as like swirling balls of light, rejoicing the creator of life and expressing in that way, that I was not form at all. I was swirling things of light, celebrating almost like fireworks, just with God, with life, rejoicing with other people doing the same to sounds and vibrations and music. I've had that multiple times. So, and then my brain doesn't get it. It's like, oh, you're just imagining that, of course. But Jeshua's saying, pay attention to whatever drifts through the field of your awareness, for you cannot imagine what you have not or are not experiencing. So on some level, when you open your mind, you can start to experience different things you've already experienced or are experiencing now, and it's real. It's not just made up. The astral realm, the fourth dimension is the astral realm, which is the realm of thought, the vibration of thought. And every thought you have exists in some way in the astral realm. Now, as you solidify it, as you focus on it, as you call more and more value to that thought, it crystallizes in the physical dimension. But that information's not to be used to like manipulate your environment to get what you want because you are thinking that you lack it. Oh, it's kind of like the Lego movie. If you haven't seen the Lego movie, even if you're an adult, it's a fun movie. It's good. It's basically like The Matrix in the Lego movie format. And it's fun. It's funny. Chris Pratt's the actor. Morgan Freeman's in it. It's Will Ferrell's in it. It's a good movie. And maybe because I had kids and I saw it like 100 times while we were driving around and you know, driving the kids to school, and it'd be playing in the background in our minivan. But it's the Matrix. It's like here, I can't remember Chris Pratt's character, the main character, is kind of a Forrest Gump kind of guy. He's kind of, you know, a simpleton, and yet he's the chosen one according to the prophecy. And he's in this realm of just emptiness. He's met kind of his Morpheus character, which is Morgan Freeman, and he's in this empty kind of space in his mind. And he's like, wow, this place is huge and empty. I must be really smart. And it's kind of a joke because he's kind of a simpleton. But then he's like, you know what I was thinking about the other day? A double-decker couch where I can watch TV with my friends and hang out and be buddies. And all of a sudden, like out of this clay-like material, this double-decker couch, a you know, two-story couch, takes shape. And he's like, oh my gosh. And he starts to realize that his thoughts have substance to them, even if they're not physical yet. And the same thing is for us. And so we're being invited not just to understand that, obviously, but to this, to open up to this idea that there's so much more available to you, especially in your identity as a body, as a physical thing, than you realize. Jeshua continues, you are the field of consciousness having that experience now. You create the capacity. You decide what will enter into the field of your awareness and how you will experience it. Beloved friends, learn to look beneath the scenes. Learn to feel beyond the body. Learn to allow yourself awareness of what steals across the metaphorical corner of your eye. That is the outer edges, in italics, the outer edges of your field of awareness. And Jeshua never minces words, and he's being very direct, and this can be scary to the ego, the part of us that feels small and helpless. But he doesn't speak to our ego. He's speaking to our soul. He's speaking to our heart. You're not a body. You're not your thinking. You're not your past. You're not your personality. You're not your preferences. You are the field of consciousness having that experience now. You are a field of consciousness. What is consciousness? You are awareness. You are awareness itself with the power to create experience. That's what you are. He says that from the very beginning. You are pure consciousness. You are pure awareness, right? It's like you see these things and you hear these things a lot in psychology, and now I see it on Instagram, but you know, in spirituality, it's like you're not the thinker. You're not thinking the things. You're the one observing the thoughts. You're the observer, the awareness. That's what meditation does. It builds the muscle, develops your awareness, not mindset, but like your awareness experience. Oh, I'm the one observing all of these crazy thoughts. I'm the one observing these feelings that are moving through this body that I'm having. So you are a field of consciousness. That's what you are, having experiences. And they're always now. There's no past. If you're thinking of the past, but you're thinking of it now, there's no future because it's always now. It's always now. You create the capacity. This is how powerful you are. You create the capacity. You decide what will enter into the field of your awareness and how you will experience it. You do. No one else does. Jesus, Jeshua doesn't. Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, Archangel Michael, God itself doesn't choose that because you have free will. You get to choose. You decide what will enter the field of your awareness and how you will experience it. You choose. Now, it seems like things randomly pop into our consciousness, but again, you are the one who decides if it stays or not. In our Living the Way Mastery course, we're on lesson 9, and there's a part where basically Jeshua's, I think I talked about it in the podcast, like you're the bouncer to the VIP room of your consciousness. You know, fear, doubt, jealousy, greed, not enoughness might come knocking on the door trying to get into your consciousness. You might see the thought there, but whether or not it comes in and makes a home inside of you, that is your choice. So if you've already let in the thought of I'm unworthy, I'm unlovable, then all of his friends are going to try and get in too. And but you get to be the bouncer. So you might be at the front door not letting in the friends, not realizing you already let in the thought of I'm unworthy, I'm not enough, I'm separate. That's hanging out inside without you being aware of it. I'm getting a little crazy with this analogy, but I think I get the idea. Hopefully you get the idea too. It's like that's why we go within and we root out all of the things that we already let in, we didn't realize. Subconsciously, we didn't realize that we let in fear and doubt and unworthiness at a deeper level. And it's just showing up at our door out in our world through the boss who doesn't respect us or the partner who cheated on us or the money that got stolen from us or whatever the experience is. It doesn't matter how it manifests. It's just children of the deeper thought of I'm unworthy, I'm unlovable, I'm separate, I lack. So, but you get to choose. You decide. And so Jeshua's inviting us. Don't take things so literally. Look beneath the scenes. We see things with our eyes and we think we see the thing itself. But Jeshua's inviting us to learn to feel beyond the body. Learn to look beneath the scenes. Learn to allow yourself awareness of what steals across the corner, the metaphorical corner of your eye, that is the outer edges of your field of awareness. Soften your gaze, so to speak. When you see someone, you know, I love what Gandhi's quotes that it's one of those ones I'll never forget. It's like, if you don't see God in the next person that's in front of you, don't waste your time looking further for God out there. It's like God is everything and God is in the is the essence of God, not old man in the sky daddy, but God is life, creative life and intelligence and love and power is the essence of the soul that animates the physical meat puppet of the body. So when you see someone, that is God. The only thing that prevents you from seeing God expressed as the thing in front of you, as this being, are your own fears, are your own judgments, are your own limited beliefs. So Jeshua is inviting us to, when we see someone, practice this. Go, if you're at a food court at a mall, if you're outside at a park and you see kids playing or their parents, or you're in the dining hall of your office food building, I don't know, wherever. Food is a common place where people go to sit down, but it could be wherever. You're sitting in traffic. Look at a person and have the intention of seeing beyond the outer edges of that person. You're not just seeing a physical body driving to work in their car. Like, see, open up to this idea that maybe there's something more there. That maybe you can feel something or you can sense something. You're not physically seeing like X-ray vision through their skin into their bones, and then there's a heart beating and a brain and all this stuff. No, you're seeing with the inner eye, with your third eye. You're seeing with an awareness. You're opening to this idea. There's more, like Transformers. Born in 79, grew up in the 80s, Transformers cartoons, more than meets the eye, that there's more than meets the eye when you are seeing someone or anything. Honestly, everything is vibration. Everything has an energy. Things in your home, when you go to buy something, if you're not open to feeling, start to open up to feel. How does this feel? How does this car feel when I sit in it? Not on my butt in the leather, but like, how does this feel? When you go to a place, when you go to a hotel, how does it feel to be in this hotel? I remember when I was younger, I don't know how old I was, probably 9 or 10, I'm just taking a guess. And my mother, maybe I was a little bit older, maybe I was, I don't know, whatever. Because I think we were driving back from North Carolina up to Long Island after we had dropped my brother off at college. But I don't know if any of that adds up, but the memory is real. My mom and I were driving somewhere back up to New York, and we decided to stop in, like, I don't know, Washington, D.C. It was like 8 o'clock at night. And we just figured we'd stop there, rest, and then get up early next morning. We stopped at a Howard Johnson's, and it was this Howard Johnson's hotel. And we checked in and we were walking through the halls. And I was a kid, probably again, like between eight and 10, maybe a little bit older. And I remember it was like walking through the halls of what I would imagine the house in The Shining felt like, you know, and there's the hallway and the elevator opens up and all the blood pours out. Like, it felt that thick and that eerie. It felt like people had been murdered in this hotel, like, recently. And of course, I didn't have the words for that as a young kid, but I remember we got into the room and my mom and I like looked at each other and we were like, we're fucking out of here. And it was 8 at night and we still had maybe another three and a half hours of driving left. Well, she did. But we were like, there's no chance we're staying here. Let's get out of here. And we didn't look for another hotel. We just drove back home and I probably slept in the car. But like that, I remember as a kid feeling that. You can feel that open up your consciousness that there's more than meets the eye. But it requires us kind of getting out of our mental, out of our head and our thinking and the control of the mind that wants to kind of take everything on face value. Like, and we're going to get into this in the next video, but this is one of the hidden blessings of the internet. And I think of AI, because with the emergence of AI, and especially with the internet lately, there's so much information. And now with AI, you see these videos that look like real people. You've seen those, like that one guy who does like Tom Cruise. Like, he looks exactly like Tom Cruise because it's like a facial thing put on his face. And now they have voice. They have voice replication where if you take a snippet of somebody's voice, now they have, you have their voice. And of course, criminals are using this and all bad people are using it. But people are using it for entertainment as well. I think that's what the Hollywood strike was about with the writers. Who knows? But it's like visually, if you look at something, it sounds authentic. It looks real. It's crazy what technology is doing. But here's the thing. That's why this developing our intuition, opening to these sixth sense and other senses that we're being invited to by Jeshua is so critical, because somebody, a politician or a business person that you, maybe you're trying to do a deal with, or a romantic partner or somebody you're courting or your child or whatever, somebody could be telling you something and saying something and the words line up. The words sound exactly like what you want to hear. But inside, it doesn't feel right. You sense something is off. This is going to be so critical in our world as AI advances. I mean, we already see it with politicians. They say something, you just feel it. You're like, nah, that's bullshit. I don't believe it. Even though you're saying the right thing, and I don't have the facts to back it up right now to argue with you, this just does not feel right. No, thank you. But it's practicing this. It's seeing beyond the outer edges of what your eyes see or your ears might hear, and you're hearing from a deeper place. You're seeing from a different, higher perspective. You're seeing through, almost like X-ray vision, but X-ray in the sense that you're feeling it. You're seeing something that your mind, your intellect can't explain. And that's what this is. This is offering us that and even more. There's nothing unavailable to me. Imagine that. Imagine that. There's nothing unavailable. And Jeshua's never – this is consistent with what he said from the whole way mastery. You can access any dimension. You can access any being. No private thoughts. Now, to part of us, that's scary and feels unrealistic. To another part, it's like, huh, okay, that kind of makes sense. If it's all one thing and I'm part of – I'm a wave in the ocean, but I'm not limited in time and space. It's all available. And if none of it can threaten me, why wouldn't I have – like, what's the downside or what's the harm in me having access to all things, all dimensions, all beings, all thoughts, all ideas? If nothing can harm me, nothing real can be threatened. That's the opening line in A Course in Miracles. Nothing real can be threatened and nothing unreal exists. Therefore, I can't remember the rest, goes the peace of God or the grace of God. So what's there? So why not? Why not be able to access all dimensions, all feelings, all thoughts? But then here's the good news. You get to choose. You get to choose the capacity. If it feels like that's way too much for you to handle right now, then you will choose not to experience that. And Jeshua obviously has experienced that, and he's inviting us, when you're ready, to open to more and more and more that's available. You are not limited. You are pure, unlimited spirit forever. So, invitation, practice this. With your eyes closed, practice it. And then when you're out and about in your world and you can observe other people, practice opening. What are you feeling when you're having a conversation with your coworker? What are you feeling when you get an email from someone that's saying all the right things, but it just doesn't sit right? What are you seeing when you watch a politician or when you are, with someone else? What are you feeling? What are you seeing? What are you sensing? Some of the things may not make sense to you, your brain. You all of a sudden you have this image of, again, with me, I'm swirling colors, floating in air, moving and gracefully moving around, celebrating God. That makes no sense to my brain, but it's very, very real to another part of me. So practice. This is the invitation. Practice, practice, practice. And again, this is what we do in the Living the Way Mastery group. I'm toying with some ideas on how to create another container for other people to who want to participate, who want to commit, though. That's the biggest thing for me, is the commitment. It's like, yes, it's all commitment. When you commit, meaning all in, 100%, and not, I'm going to commit 99% and leave, save the 1% in case it makes me feel uncomfortable, I don't like it. I've noticed when we leave ourselves an out, we usually take it when things get hard. So commitment to me is so powerful. It's like, burn the boats. When you burn the boats and there's no way back, you have to move through. And that's where all the transformation takes, through moving through it. When it's a one-way tunnel, that's when the transformation happens. And it scares the crap out of us. And it's where transformation lies. If we stay with ourselves as we move through scared, as we keep showing up, as we keep opening. And that's why community and support is so important. So anyways, love you guys. Have an amazing day. If you get value from the podcast, please like, subscribe, share, give us a good review if you can. If you go on Apple, you can actually write some words. That would be so helpful. And I'm grateful for you. If you want to send me an email, let me know you're listening. I'd love that. hello@revelationbreathwork.com. Might take you 2 minutes just to say hi. It's not weird or awkward. I'll just say hi back and we connect. All right. Love you. Have a great day.